Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of An Axe to Grind. I am Chris Gary from Channel 7, and joining me, as always, is Trevor the Axe Gilmister, who isn't part of the Origin camp this year, unfortunately. Something he was very, very happy and totally okay with. Wasn't angry at all. Didn't bash some people.
I'm doing the girls, mate, so I'm really happy with that.
Well, and that's great. That's really good.
Yeah, actually, watched them train a couple of weeks ago, and they're, mate, looking very, very good. The difference from this time last year is massive. So hopefully the girls can knock off the Blues down there at North Sydney Oval, mate.
That game actually really broke through, I think, for women's rugby league. Like, people watched it and they thought, hey, this is actually a pretty good spectacle.
Yeah, well, mate, the big thing is from the Queensland girls too, mate. A lot of them come from Cairns and Rocky and places like that, so they don't get together a lot, where the New South Wales girls all play in Sydney, so they're together all the time. So the big thing is with our team is trying to get them used to each other and playing a bit more footy together. So, and you can see the improvements in that area, so I'm slightly confident, mate, that they'll knock the Blues off this time.
I really like watching Ali Brigginshaw play. She's very creative with the ball.
Yeah.
Like, male or female, she's just a really good footballer.
And Brittany Barley, mate, from the Hawkeyes. She's a super player and a really funny girl. Got a really good sense of humour and really easy to work with. And the good thing about the girls, mate, they're so keen to learn, you know, and every time you do something with them after, they all come over and say thanks, you know, thank you, you know, for helping us and stuff like that. So they're very appreciative of what you do for them, so, which is great to see.
Yeah, like, unlike the blokes who just told to get...
Well, they're used to it. They get everything laid on them. No disrespect to the blokes, because everything's laid on a platter for them, and they're used to that. They start coming in at 17, mate, 18-year-old, everything's done for them, so that's what they get used to. Yeah.
Well, let's just talk about the men's team. Now, on Thursday night, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Thursday night, we'll have Webby and Gilly on 7 News talking through their selections. I wouldn't listen to what listen to what Gilly says, but don't listen to what Webby says. He's asking us for advice, so that's not a great start. But you've picked your team already. Talk us through that. You've gone with an interesting bench.
Yeah, mate, it's pretty tough one to pick, you know. Obviously, the forwards was a tough one. I think the back line, everyone's similar in the back line pickings. But on the bench, mate, you know, obviously, I went with Josh Maguire on the bench. I know he plays 80 minutes in Origin, does a really, really good job. And he's come back from that ankle injury last year after 6 weeks too. So he can handle the 80 minutes. I've got no problems with that. Moose's a super player. But I've got... I like him there for Benny Hunt maybe as well.
Yeah.
And then he can come on after, you know, 20, 30 minutes and then give Benny a bit of a spell for 10 minutes. But then he stays on the field, goes back into his the middle type player, and then Benny Hunt comes back on for someone.
You know what I mean? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's just my thinking on that. And obviously Josh, with the front row, I got no problems with Dylan Napa being on the bench or, you know, Josh Papali. Josh Papali is in career best form at the moment. He deserves a starting spot.
Well, let's just go through your team. So at fullback, you've got Ponga. On the wings, you've got Oates and Gagai. In the centres, you have Morgan and Chambers. Yeah. And really, that's what's going to be picked.
There's
no real other options there. Halves, you've got Munster and Dally Cherry-Evans, who should be fit, and you've got Cherry-Evans as captain. Then in the forwards, in the front row, you've got Matt Scott, Ben Hunt, and Dylan Napa. In the back row, you've got Gillett, Kafusi, and Arrow. And then on the bench, you have Maguire as that utility sort of role. Papali, David Fifita, the 19-year-old from the Broncos. And have you decided between Cohen Hess and Moses Simba?
Well, I'd bring them both in because I just see how they're going and just see what the Blues toss up as well. I know they've got to be aware, worry about your own game, Queensland, but you'd be tempted to go with the four forwards, or do you, you know, because the first game normally is a bit of bash and barge. There's not a little lot of ball movement, but it's a bit different nowadays, of course, as well. Bit of double dutch there, but I'm kind of thinking if New South Wales are going to try and play us through the middle of the ruck. There's no doubt about that. Quick play the balls, and that's what they did in the first game last year. Damien Cook just took off 100 mile an hour, and that's what he did. So he's going to try and exploit our blokes slow on the ground, you know, getting up one marker, he's going to go every time. So I just think maybe the four forwards, we can rotate them a little bit better so we don't get as tired in the middle of the ruck.
Yeah,
so,
no, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Look, my issues with this team is I just don't think Matt Scott's playing well enough.
Yeah,
I think defensively he's been average at best.
Yeah. I just think we need a senior forward. We're lacking that at the moment, you know, and Josh Papali is playing, as I said, exceptional for the Raiders at the moment. But I just think Matty Scott can, even if we get, you know, 35 minutes out of Scotty, you know, the first 15 minutes and he has a spell. And I just think he might settle down the young blokes and the forwards. And when they're starting to try to shift the ball around, he'll just settle it down and go, look, come on, boys, let's just cut it forward and get the old kick. So anyway.
I'd say also.
And he played really well last week as well.
He was good, yeah. I'd say also that Queensland's two form forwards in Maguire and Papali are on your bench.
Yeah.
Which can sort of work, I guess, in its own way.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I've got no problem. See, Dylan might be a little bit short of a gallop because he's had a few weeks off and he'll play this week, and he played well last week against the Titans. But maybe, obviously, start with you can tinker with your starting side as well. Don't worry in the forwards and muck around with your bench. But, mate, Josh Papali starting, I think that's a pretty good idea as well.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be fazed with that if that happened as well.
Here's what I really like about Queensland. I think their 6, 7, and 1 are better than New South Wales.
Yeah.
And I also think their bench isn't nearly as weak as a lot of people I'm going to make out.
No, and let's face facts. New South Wales have got a few problems with a few blokes out of form and from last year. And Freddie picked on form, he said, last year, and he did. And I think this year he'll be under a bit of pressure to pick those blokes. But if he sticks to his theory and say, I'll pick on form, he can stay with that. You know what I mean? But a lot of blokes will say, oh, mate, they did the job for you last year. You should stick. You know, so Nathan Cleary and James Maloney. But they're a bit light on for centres too.
Yeah. I mean, Latrell's a superstar, but right centre, what are they going to do? Probably a Morris might be there.
But I mean, I'm a big fan of Ewan Aiken and plays for St. George, but he's on the bench too this week.
Yes,
so, I mean,
I don't understand what's going on there with him.
Anyway, so who knows?
He destroyed the Broncos up here. He basically won the Dragons the game against the Bronx. And I think he's a wonderful player.
Yeah.
A lot bigger in person than you think too, Ewan Aiken.
Yeah, strong, isn't he?
Yeah. And I actually think Will Chambers, I didn't think really deserved to be picked for Queensland last year, but he's playing well at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think in the backs and the halves, I think Queensland may even have an advantage, although you look at, they're probably going to pick, are they going to pick Blake Ferguson, New South Wales? I mean, Freddie's sort of come out and has this no dickheads policy, and Ferguson hasn't been really committed to the New South Wales cause. He hasn't shown up to their emerging origin, things like that, but he's playing unbelievable footy.
He's come out
in the last week and done a few interviews and said, I want to be back there.
Well, he's... you know, he's settled down now. Had a bit to do with him with the Australian side and that. And Mel, he just towed the line with Mel all the time. So you should.
Yeah.
Or you get clipped. But, mate, I've had no problems with, Fergo. And, mate, how good is he playing? He's the form winger. Of the competition, really, to be honest. And admittedly, Parramatta have been a bit patchy, you know, but a couple of games there, mate, he... Coming out of trouble, you know, the wingers, like they're so potent if they can get, you know, on your front foot, you know, for your team. And I think, mate, he's one of the best in that. Like, he's 110 kilos, mate. And we've seen him do back flips and
whatever. Yeah, he's a freak.
Mate. Yeah, exactly right. So
he's an absolute freak.
He deserves to be there if he's picked.
He does on form, for sure. And I think for Queensland, one of the issues is obviously Cherry Evans. Hopefully he plays this weekend. Hopefully he's named in the team and plays. But it's going to be tough for him coming back.
Yeah, I mean, mate, he's a utter number one professional. We had one say he's retiring, you know, Cooper Cronk, but mm. Daly's the same, mate. When he's preparation, he's exactly the same as Coops. And, yeah, he does. He leaves no stone unturned. But and he'll do everything possible. And the good thing about Daly too, mate, he won't go out there if he's not 100%. He no. knows that. And as I said, I've had quite a few conversations with him, and a champion fella. So hopefully he gets that opportunity to captain Queensland.
Yeah, it's interesting because he's copped a lot of stick over the years, yeah. Daly. And you were obviously part of the Times for a while. And look, I didn't like what he did with the Times at all. But I remember you've always sort of stuck by him, and you've always sort of talked him up. Mm. And it's only the last year when everyone's sort of come around to what you always said, which was this is a good bloke.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was never one to push his own barrow, and he doesn't like doing too much of the media stuff years ago, but he's come out now and he's spoken a few times, and to be honest, and the blokes all say that, he's a bit of a nerd. Yeah. He likes to stay home and, you know, and do what he does and you know, be with his family. He's not a bloke who goes out much or things like that, so and he's not a person who's out there with and talking with the media. He's not bandering all the time, and he never really does anything that controversial on the footy field as well. So people kind of see him in the background and they don't think much of him, I reckon. But no, he's a good fella. So hopefully he comes back and leads the Queenslanders.
Well, let's just move on. We'll rip through this weekend's games, tips-wise, for Gilly, who, what did you get last week, 3?
Yeah, pretty average last week.
Yeah, Webby got 8 somehow. Well,
but he's still behind.
Yeah. you're a bit dirty, though, because one of your tips wasn't registered properly.
Oh, yes. Anyway. Move on, Chris.
Eels and Panthers.
Local derby. No, and these two clubs, I've mentioned it before, don't like each other. All right, that's true. And if Penrith are going to lift their season, it'll be this weekend, but I can't see him beating Parramatta. They got pumped last week too as well. But I think Parramatta should be able to beat.
Yeah, you say they don't like each other, but I wonder if the players don't like each other inside their teams, especially at the Panthers. They're playing like they just don't want to be there.
Yeah, well, it looks like, you know, the word is you hear a lot of rumours in footy, but there's a lot of blokes not talking too much, you know, off the paddock, and it looks like it's the same thing on the paddock. So, go the Eels.
Seagulls, Titans. Now, I just think that was terrible last week from the Titans. I think there's a couple of games where you played well and been unlucky, and then there's a couple of games like this where you just didn't turn up.
But, they turned up really well last week, but they just don't know how to shut down a game, mate. You know,
well,
I mean? Like, you
well
know,
they had 14-0 second time 16 this season. Nil. 16, yeah, the second yeah, yeah. time. And yeah. it was the same against the Tigers.
And kind of put the cue in the rack.
Yeah, and just that'll do us.
And it's not a fitness thing. I know that. It's a mental thing. So hopefully, you know, the switch goes off there one day and they just realise, you know, what they've got to do. And the problem is, too, in that first half, the first 25 minutes, they were exceptional, mate, exceptional. And it looked like one of the form teams of the competition. And then they went away from what they were doing well in those first 25 minutes. And I was sitting in the box with Garth Brennan, and he was shaking his head, couldn't believe what was going on. So it's got nothing to do with the coaching. So it's obviously the direction on the footy field.
Yeah, and the thing is though, the players are selling their coach up the river with their performances because all the heat's going to come on going.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do anything
normally,
about...
That's not normally what happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you can't do anything about Ash Taylor's $1 million-a-year season contract.
Good luck to him.
So,
good luck
so to him. What you can do is change the coach.
And we all yeah, exactly, because we always say, it's... You know, they didn't force you to sign the contract. If someone wants to give someone, you know, you're working here and someone offers you $500,000 down the road, you'd be...
I'm gone. See ya.
You're exactly right. You're a buffet if you don't take it, aren't you? Yeah, good luck to them.
Yeah, anyway, bloody oath.
Mate, every bloke that gets... I wish everyone could get $1 million. Good luck
to them.
Same.
Yeah, no, you're only worth what someone's willing
exactly
to pay.
Exactly right, exactly.
You know, and there's players at the Broncos finding that out now as well. We'll move on to Knights and Roosters. Knights are playing some really good footy.
Yeah.
Really happy with that. Ponga's in sensational form. Yeah. And through all this, all the attention and hype, someone like Kalen just keeps such a level head.
Well, remember like a month ago or, you know, 5-6 weeks ago, we're talking about Nathan Brown's job on the chopping block, wasn't it? You know,
well, the players, when the Titans beat Newcastle, the players played like the Titans did last week in the second half.
Yeah,
like, they just didn't want to be there.
No, that's right. You know, it's amazing how things can turn around, you know what I mean? But they're playing with a lot of confidence at the moment, the Knights. They've had the same side in the paddock, basically, you know, for the last 5-6 weeks, which is a big plus. As you said, Mitchell Pearce playing out of his skin
as well. Yeah, very well.
And I'm just kind of... it look like in the way they're playing. But the good thing about them at the moment, looks like they're enjoying their footy.
Yeah,
you know, they're all amped up and they're all having fun. You know, and that's, let's face facts: if you're having fun, you play better footy. Of course, when you're winning, you're having more fun, aren't you?
Yeah, so, that's right.
But I've gone the Roosters, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if the Knights won.
Yeah, I'll actually be backing the Knights in this. Big week for the Roosters. I just wonder how they're going to come out of last week, plus the Cronk retirement, etc. Raiders and Cowboys, this is down in Canberra. Raiders still injury hit.
Yeah.
Tough. I can't see the Cowboys. Can the Cowboys win?
Well, I went tough. The Raiders, but, you know, geez, obviously I'd like the Cowboys to win. But, you've got to go the Raiders. And the Raiders have been playing good footy, mate.
Yeah,
as
yeah,
you
they
said,
have.
A few injuries too as well, so... but, yeah, I think they're going okay, the Raiders, so Ricky's got them firing. And
yeah, and I like what the Cows are doing as well. Yeah. They're not winning pretty. They're winning kind of ugly. They're not playing that well in their wins, but they're still getting them.
Yeah.
They're up to four now, so that's all right. Warriors, Broncos over in Auckland.
I went the Broncos. I'm worried about this, though.
I think the Warriors have been playing really well, actually.
Yeah, well, the Broncos... Hopefully they haven't fallen in love with themselves. You know, everyone patting them on the back.
It was a different vibe at training today.
Yeah.
I would hope that's a good thing. But for the first time, probably since the opening two rounds, the players were really upbeat, very talkative. Yeah. The last month has been very.
I don't want to downplay their win against the Roosters, but they had 2 days more rest than the Roosters, and then they flew down back there, and they only had one training session, the Roosters.
Yeah, the Roosters
and
flew down to Sydney,
yeah,
flew back
they got
back
both
up.
Captains not playing. So, I mean, I still think the Roosters are the team to beat, but I hope they don't fall in love themselves, the Broncos.
Well, there was a lot of talk after the game, has this turned the Broncos season around? No, it hasn't. I think that was a good win, and that was their best win of the season, but you throw the form guide out the window with that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Really. Yeah. Rabbitohs and Tigers. Geez, they're hard to see the Tigers winning this. The Rabbitohs are going so well.
Well, Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds, mate, they're probably – if Freddie's going to pick on form, there's your form halves.
Yeah.
You know,
what about Keary, though?
Oh, Luke Keary as well.
He should be a Queenslander, but anyway. Born and raised in Ipswich.
Yeah, but, you've got to go the Rabbitohs on that one.
The Dogs and the Storm. Storm lucky to win last week. Should have lost that.
Yeah, well, the Dogs, if you remember, I think it was about round two, the Dogs – nearly beat the Storm.
Yeah, down in Melbourne. Down. Yeah.
So I reckon Craig Bellamy won't be using that footage again.
Oh, he will.
You know what I mean? So I think that'll have them switched on the Storm. So I think the Storm probably.
And finally, the local derby, Dragons and Sharks. Sharks again impressive last week, winning despite all their injuries. Talk Moylan could be back.
No, he got beat last week.
Manly. Yeah, sorry, my bad. Manly were bloody impressive, though, I'll tell you that.
No, you're right.
The Dragons were very unimpressive last week, getting flogged by the Knights.
Again, local derby, as I said before about Penrith and Parramatta. The form guide goes out the window here too. So, I'm not real sure on this one, but I've tipped the Dragons, not real sure. But 50-50 the Sharkies as well, so I don't know. I don't know who wins this game.
Well, you've got to tip some, mate. That's the whole idea.
I went the Dragons.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, very difficult.
I tossed and turned on this one, but anyway.
It's getting that part of the season. The next 6 weeks or so will be very difficult to tip with so many players in and out of teams, et cetera. Well, we hope you're actually backing him and following Gilly in because he's overall having a good year. So I think if you are backing him, you're actually doing better than most. So thanks again for listening in. We'll be back next week with more Origin Talk.
An Axe to Grind is a production of 7 News Brisbane. Hosts are Trevor Gilminster and Chris Gary. Executive produced by Sally Eales and graphics by Paul O'Leary.